Country 102.5, Jonathan, we are in Ayla Brown, and for my It Feels Good segment, I welcome Becca Salwasser, the Executive Director of the Red Sox Foundation. Thanks for joining me. And how cool is this, that people get to have personalized messages live up on that scoreboard at Fenway Park? How cool.
Yes, no, it's one of the coolest things I think we've ever done, quite frankly. And it's funny because this has been such an impactful, negatively impactful crisis, but we've figured out ways to bring, we hope, some smiles and brightness and hope to some of our fans' faces. So the scoreboard message is a way that we feel that we can bring the inside of Fenway Park to you when we know you can't come to us. And what it is essentially you have the opportunity to put up a personalized, specialized, unique message up on that center scoreboard in right in center field. It's called the John Hancock Scoreboard. And for a $50 donation, you get a personalized message. For a $100 donation, you can include any picture, well, any appropriate picture that you'd like up on the scoreboard included with the message. And then we have a remote camera set up that we can just snap a quick photo and instantaneously email that picture of your message up on the Jumbotron to you.
Is it also a live stream where 24 hours a day you're seeing scrolling messages all throughout the day?
It's actually not a live stream. That's a really good idea, though. but no, we might take that. But yeah, no, it's not what it is, because we get so many messages, is, and we can only do it during daylight, right? Because you need that sunlight to actually take a great picture of the scoreboard. We just scroll the messages through, snap the picture, and then get on to the next message. And then if more come in, then we turn it back on, and then messages get up and taken and emailed to the donor. But like you said, every single donation comes to the Red Sox Foundation and really almost immediately gets right back out into the community in some way, shape, or form, either a grant to a nonprofit that's doing amazing work to combat COVID-19, or it's going to support the programs that we're still running. I mean, people have asked me, what are you doing? And I'm like, everything. We're still running our scholarship program. We can mentor our young people virtually. We're still running our youth baseball and softball programs. We're putting all of the clinical and educational content up on our website for our players to access. We've had our Red Sox players record videos for how to catch, how to throw, how to run. And all of that is up online now, and we're finding almost more connections with our young people in many ways, simply because we've moved to a virtual atmosphere.
I think that's fantastic. I was just talking to someone in the Army who's doing virtual shows, you know, just to spread joy, but also awareness about the Army. And it's a great recruiting tool now because they're reaching even more people than before. So I don't know. I think in a way our curses are now becoming our blessings.
Yes.
And if you can provide something that people want right now, I think it's brilliant. And I guess my next question is, when did you start with the scoreboard messages, and how many have you gotten so far, and what's your goal?
Yes, great question. So I think over a month ago, we were just really feeling the absence of Fenway Park, and we all were kind of all, meaning the front office staff, were just kind of brainstorming ways that we could get our fans access to the park knowing they can't physically come. And so about a month ago was when we really kicked around the idea, and within a week it was done. We were electronically set up to put the messages up and remotely set up to snap the picture of the scoreboard all from our homes. And so it started about 3 to 4 weeks ago. Since then, we have gotten over 500 requests for messages, which is incredible. I think that translates to over close to $45,000 of donations coming into the foundation, which is amazing. And we saw a real, real influx of requests around Mother's Day, which was really sweet. I'm a mom. It was so warming to see all the messages and photos that got put up on the scoreboard for moms and thank yous and I love you. And we anticipate another round of huge requests coming up through Memorial Day. Anybody that has veterans in their families, it's a beautiful, heartfelt way to thank them for their service. And again, through Father's Day in mid-June, we anticipate a whole bunch of people making requests for dads, which is awesome. So we hope to keep this up until baseball starts, which we, again, all really don't know when that's going to be, but hope it will be sooner rather than later.
Now, question for people curious. Does it have to be messages of encouragement, or could it be like, hey, Brandy, I'm breaking up with you? You know, could it be anything you want? And have there been any crazy messages that you've gotten so far where you're like, I can't believe they want this on the screen, but they paid for it?
That's so funny. We have not gotten any breakups. I believe we've gotten a proposal. And so that's pretty cool to see that message and know you're a small part of something so meaningful and in someone's life. It could be anything you want, quite frankly. We've actually seen a lot of graduation. So, you know, congrats, you know, Sam from graduating from Boston College. A lot of messages like that. We do have to keep an eye out for anything that just won't kind of work in terms of our guidelines and policies. So we did have something come in that was, you know, vote for so-and-so. And so we really try to stay a little just neutral and everything to make sure that we can be as supportive to everybody's, you know, desires and support. So
that's great. Now, whose idea was it to have the Dropkick Murphys perform at Fenway? Because that news just hit a couple days ago, and you know, I talked about it on the show, and even though we're a country station, who doesn't love Dropkick Murphys with a special appearance by Bruce Springsteen? So how did that come about, and are you excited about it?
Yes. So, I mean, anything that happens in Fenway is just a special event, right? It's such a unique, cool ballpark and venue, and you know, particularly when you put music and artists inside of it, it's just wow. And so that idea has been kicking around, to be perfectly honest, for a couple months. I think we've wanted to do something unique in the ballpark, knowing we couldn't have fans in there, but have a really meaningful artist perform in the ballpark. And who better than the Dropkick Murphys, right, with their history in the city of Boston and with the team. And so I know Larry Cancro, who is kind of the heart and soul of all concerts that come to Fenway Park, has a great relationship with that those artists and their manager and many other artists. And I know he's really been the driver behind executing this upcoming concert with Bruce and the Dropkick. So I cannot wait personally. I'm going to try to sneak in to see it.
I was wondering. Yeah, that's great. I'm going to try and sneak in too, if you don't mind. And I think the rest of Boston, and all of a sudden it'll become a party. And we're like, wait, no.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. So I have a question for you. Is it okay if, you know, with all these talking points, is it okay if I just for this feature focus on the scoreboard messaging talking points?
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, because like I said before, I think it's so unique, and I know you're raising money for a lot of things, but this is a direct reward for people.
Yep.
I think it's brilliant. So if you don't mind, I'll do that and talk about how the money's going to really great things, and mm-hmm. I'll take some of your audio. Is there anything else that you need me or us to know, or our listeners in Boston?
I think the only thing, if you could plug and or I could say, is the URL to purchase a scoreboard message is redsoxfoundation.org. I'm not sure I got that in there, but any more information you have on the scoreboard messages to get your very own message up on the scoreboard, redsoxfoundation.org.